Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to therapy. In season three, you'll hear live demos, expert teachings, and dynamic interviews to inspire you to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. To learn about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. In this episode, I offer a live demo where a volunteer and I explore a powerful dreamwork session using the Gestalt approach. The volunteer shares a vivid and unsettling dream involving a former teacher and several surreal experiences, evoking intense feelings of regression, fear, and confusion. Throughout the session, we delve into emotional themes like loss, belonging, and self-acceptance. Using creative dreamwork exploration, the volunteer begins to uncover deeper truths about her perfectionism, existential questions, and the symbolic messages woven into her dreams. Gestalt dreamwork is a unique therapeutic process where, instead of analyzing symbols or interpreting dreams, we invite the dreamer to embody and speak as different parts of the dream. As Fritz Perls, the founder of Gestalt therapy, once said, "In the dream, every part is a part of the dreamer. It's a spontaneous self-portrayal in symbolic form of the actual situation in the unconscious." In this demo, you'll hear how the dream comes alive as we shift into the present moment, asking the client to speak as if the dream is happening right now. This present-centered, embodied approach allows new insights to emerge organically, offering the dreamer a direct path to understanding what the subconscious is working through. As the client speaks from the here and now, the dream becomes more vivid and awareness deepens. What begins as a strange and disorienting dream becomes a powerful doorway into self-discovery. This excerpt begins with the dream being shared. To hear the full session, including the dreamwork process, creative exercises, and deeper reflections, join us on Patreon. This recording features a real therapeutic demonstration with a volunteer. While it is shared for educational and inspirational purposes, it's not a substitute for professional therapy. Listener discretion is advised, as the content includes emotionally intense themes such as fear, confusion, and regression. The volunteer has given informed consent to share the session. Now let's drop in. Well, I'd love to hear about your dream.
Yeah, it was a really wild, very vivid dream. It started with me being with this woman who was my daughter's dance teacher. She was also my daughter's fourth grade teacher. And she's really an amazing powerhouse of a woman. She's really an incredible person. And I ran into her a couple weeks ago at a music festival, and I hadn't seen her in a while. And she's just a super happy person despite a lot of challenges in her life. And she's achieved so much. And so in the dream, I was with Jeannie and we were eating together. And then the next thing I knew, we were in her car and we were going up a roller coaster fire escape. And it was really scary because it was really tight and we were in her car and I had this little boy in a pouch on my front. And I was really scared and I asked him if he was scared and he said, no, he had his eyes closed. And she apologized and she said, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I should have told you what to expect. Then next thing I knew, we were in a library and she was kind of reading to me this children's book, like a children's picture book. And it was familiar to me, but I don't remember what it was, but it was familiar. And as she read it, I had this visceral experience in my body of becoming 3 years old. Like I started to kind of shake and I had a tingling in my body. I could feel it. And it's like I became three. And then I started to throw up. It was like there was something in my 3-year-old body that I just needed to get out. It was very visceral and it was a little bit scary, and it made me vomit. So then she kind of left the library and she had to take this little boy back wherever he had to go. And I started to walk with her and we were outside and I realized I didn't have my shoes on. So I said, I need to go back and get my shoes. And I turned around to go back and get my shoes and the library was closed. And so I said, no, they need to let me in. I need to find my shoes. And they let me in and I was looking for my shoes, but she kept going. She just kept walking. And so I was concerned because I didn't want to be lost. I didn't want to be left behind, but I also needed my shoes. And after really searching for my shoes and not being able to find them, I was outside the library again and I looked down and I had my shoes on the whole time. But they didn't look like my shoes and they were kind of hidden by my pants. So I hadn't seen them. And so I caught up with her, but I didn't want to tell her that I had my shoes the whole time because I thought she'd be mad at me for making her late and the whole time I had my shoes with me. And so then next thing I knew, we were at this big mall. And I went down this hallway in the mall and I ended up in kind of a department store. And when I left there, I didn't have my shoes again. So I went to go back to get my shoes there. And it turned into this long hallway. And it was like a maze now. And I couldn't find the store where my shoes were. And then, like, I kept going through this spa where people were getting their nails done and stuff. And I was saying, I need to get to the store. And they were saying, oh, they're not going to let you in. They're just not going to let you in. And it was now like the secret store. And there was a bouncer there. And so I wanted to get my shoes, and the bouncer kept saying that I couldn't go in. And then every time I left, I'd try to find it again. And I just couldn't. And next thing I knew, I was on a train. And I had decided, I was like, okay, well, I guess I just am not going to have these shoes anymore. And it's okay because they're just shoes and I can live without them. So I guess it's going to have to be okay.
Yeah, and what do you notice in your body right now, having shared that with me?
I notice an excitement and a desire and a confusion, like, whoa, there's so much here, and I really don't understand it.
Yeah, excitement, desire, and confusion, not understanding. Yeah, I just want to make room for all of that emotion, just a few breaths, if you will. Just noticing that all that's here with this one dream. Yeah, and you seem really like animated as you talk about the dream.
When I have a dream like that, it's so rare to have such a vivid dream that is so clearly telling you something. And like most of my married life, I didn't dream. I didn't remember my dreams at all. So to have these dreams, I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, that's big. Just making room for the happiness of the dream, just staying with your body for a moment before we go back into the dream itself. And what do you notice about your breath right now?
Oh, as usual, I'm holding my breath. I'm holding my breath. This feels, I think, like an intimate moment that is special and rare.
So special. And revealing so much. I can hear like just all of this imagery that's just here in this one dream. If you're willing and you're open, I'd like to invite you to talk through the dream again. Maybe this time with your eyes closed, if you're willing, but if you prefer to keep them open, that's fine too. And I'd like you to talk through the dream from the present moment as if it's happening right now. So I'm here with this powerhouse of a woman.
I'm here And I am with this woman, Jeannie, and she is very powerful. And I am with her in her car, and we are driving up a roller coaster slash fire escape. And she's driving, I'm in the front seat, and I have a little boy in a carrier on my front. And we're going up, and I'm scared because it's a fire escape and it's a roller coaster, and I'm really scared. And I ask him if he's scared, and he tells me, no, I have my eyes closed. And she says to me, oh, I guess I should have warned you. I'm sorry, I should have told you ahead of time. And then we are off the fire escape, and we are in a library, and we're reading together a children's picture book, a board book, pretty much of a children's picture book. And we're turning the pages. And as we're turning the pages, there's something very familiar to me in this story. And I notice my body right now is just, I'm viscerally feeling tingly and uncomfortable. And it's like I am being transported back to being 3 years old as I'm reading this story. And then I'm overcome by discomfort and I'm vomiting.
Just make room for that right there. You seem worried. What do you notice about yourself in this moment?
I feel like something happened that I need to get out of me.
Yeah. It seems like you're holding your breath again.
I always hold my breath.
Yeah, and I'm 3 years old and I'm vomiting something that needs to get out of me.
Yeah,
Yeah.
something that long forgotten, but this book reminds me of.
And what do you notice in your body in this moment?
I notice that I'm tearing up.
Yeah.
I'm holding my breath lower than I normally do. I'm holding it kind of in my lower than my abdomen, kind of like my uterus area.
Yeah, just staying there, just noticing that without trying to change it or figure it out at all. Just noticing where your breath is.
Yeah, it feels confusing and scary and important.
Yeah.
And the feeling of becoming three, it was like my physicality was being transformed in some way.
Yeah, we'll come back to the dream in a moment, but just for now, I just want to bring validation to the confusion and the fear. Makes sense to me. It was scary and confusing. What do you notice now?
I noticed that when you said that, I didn't do any of that. I didn't validate any of that. I just kind of sort of dissociated.
Yeah, just noticing that. Where'd you go?
I went into thinking about like what it would be like to share this with my mom.
I see. Yeah.
So I want to come back and validate. I want to take a moment to do that.
Yeah, it makes sense to me that you were scared. This was confusing. Keep receiving that care and validation, like drink it in. Is really opening up to receive that love and validation from yourself. Right to that 3-year-old. Makes sense to me that this is scary and confusing. Yeah. Yeah, I see you nodding there. Yeah. What do you notice?
Yeah, it feels good to do that. I think that most of the time in my life, I avoid really taking the time to really be with these emotions and these parts. Like I accept them all in my head. Like, that's normal. I get it. But I rarely sink into the moment, even if I'm on a meditation or a call or whatever, I still don't actually really be with myself.
So this is a newer experience. So just staying here and really soaking it in even more. Just noticing that you don't even need to pull it in. You just open up to receive. It's like a passive receptivity, allowing that care in. You see the softening over your heart. That was a nice, beautiful breath. What do you notice now?
Yeah, everything just feels a little softer.
And so just still from this place, whenever you're ready. It sounds like from the library, you left your shoes.
Yeah. So we left the library, and I realized that I didn't have my shoes on. I say, I need to go back to the library and get my shoes. And she just keeps walking. So I am going back to the library. I walk back to the library and I notice the doors are locked. And I tell them they have to let me in because I left my shoes in there. They let me in and I'm looking all over for my shoes in the library and I can't find them. And I'm confused because I know they must be in here. So I keep looking and eventually, I leave the library and they lock the doors behind me. And I look down at my feet and I notice that I actually do have shoes on, except they don't look like any shoes that I have. They kind of look like big white sneakers, almost a little bit clown-like. Not that big, but a little bit clown-like. And they're hidden by like bell-bottom pants that I'm wearing. I'm feeling embarrassed. And I'm feeling stupid that I've had my shoes on the whole time. And I'm feeling worried that she's going to be mad because I'm making her late. And the whole time I had my shoes, so I didn't even need to do that. So I finally catch up with her, and she's taking this little boy back to wherever he goes. And I don't tell her that I've had my shoes the whole time because I don't want her to be mad at me. So I just act like I found my shoes. So now we are at a mall, a really big mall, and we're at the second level of the mall. And I am walking down a long hall. It's dark, it's gray. And I go back to like, it opens up into a department store, and I walk into there and I'm looking around. And now I leave and I'm walking out and I notice that I don't have my shoes on again. And so now I know I need to go back to the store to get my shoes, but I can't find the store. And it's a long hallway and it's kind of like a maze now and I'm lost and I keep getting confused because I keep walking the way the store should be, but when I get there, it's not there. And now I'm walking past like a spa where people are getting their nails done and I tell the women I'm trying to get back to the store, and they tell me that they're not going to let me into the store, that nobody's going to let me in. And then I finally find the store, and there's a bouncer there or a guard or something like that. And I tell him that I need to go in and get my shoes, and he won't let me in to get my shoes. And now I'm on a train, I'm on the metro. I still don't have my shoes, and I'm deciding that it's okay, I'm not going to get these shoes back. And it's not a big deal. They're just a pair of shoes, and I can live without them.
And what do you notice about yourself in this moment?
It feels like a loss, but it's just something I have to accept because it's just the way it is. It's a loss. Yeah, it's a loss. I want my shoes, but they're just shoes.
And what do you notice in your feet?
I don't think I ever really noticed my, well, I notice my feet when they hurt. I don't really notice anything in my feet.
Yeah, just noticing that. Or it seems like you're holding your foot right now. Yeah.
Yeah, my legs were crossed, so I uncrossed them and noticing that my left foot's a little bit falling asleep and they feel a little dry and icky.
Yeah. Seems like you're giving them some attention.
Yeah.
Just taking a few moments here to just bring that love and attention to your feet. Just checking in with them.
Gosh, why does that make me want to cry?
Okay, just welcoming the tears. Your emotion is welcome here.
Yeah, noticing it feels like my feet have taken me so many places and through so many things, and I don't ever really notice them.
Yeah. And I see you looking up right now. What's happening to you?
Yeah, I mean, it feels kind of like life just happens and happens and happens, and next thing you know, all this stuff has happened, and why and how and what does it mean and how did it happen? Like it's just it's that existential piece that I'm always struggling with about how life can be so important, and every minute is so important, and yet it just goes. And you can't treat every minute like it's so important because you never get anything done. But it is really important, and every minute determines the next. And I don't know how I just got there from my feet, but I did.
Yeah, I think I'm hearing this as my feet are really important and they're always right there, whether I'm paying attention to them or not.
Yeah.
If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.